Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 7th, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. On Thursday, United Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich posted the following letter on our website expressing his appreciation of your direct involvement in overturning the ill-conceived plan to allow knives back on our aircraft. Yesterday, you heard the good news. Transportation Security Administration TSA Administrator John Pistole announced he would rescind his proposed policy change, which would have allowed knives back on our aircraft. Today, we reflect upon the profound and direct relevance you had in bringing this to pass. This is an excellent example of flight attendants joining together to preserve the safety of our passengers and our aircraft and the power of collective action. Through our diligence, we were able to effectively achieve our goal, and for that, we should all be proud. Since the day the ill-conceived plan to allow knives back onto our airplanes was made public, flight attendants voiced our collective objection. As we have done before, we came together to fight for the safety of our cabins and the passengers entrusted to our care. As first responders, we learned a bitter lesson on September 11th. Knives have no place in our workplace. This remarkable success would not have been possible without you and the dedication and expertise of our Master Executive Council Safety, Health, and Security Committee and Government Affairs Committee. Your calls and letters created a strong backlash which created the dynamic necessary to change minds and reverse the decision of the TSA. Our unity has impact. Moving forward, let us remember the effect of collective action and that our strength lies in our unity. United's annual meeting of stockholders will be held this coming Wednesday, June 12, 2013, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be held at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, that's Crystal City 300, Army Navy Drive, Arlington, Virginia 22202. Doors open for registration and admittance at 8:30 for those accompanied with an admission ticket, that's stockholders, and a picture ID. If you are a stockholder, you should have received your annual meeting notice and admission ticket in the mail with information regarding proxy materials. For those of you unable to attend the United's stockholder meeting to cast your ballot in person, you may vote online. This year, proposals to be voted on at United's annual meeting are as follows. Election of directors. AFA recommends withhold your vote. Ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young. AFA recommends a vote for. Advisory resolution approving compensation of the named executive officers, AFA recommends a vote against. Reapproval of the performance measures under the 2008 Incentive Compensation Plan, AFA recommends a vote against. Approval of the amended performance measures under the 2010 Incentive Plan, AFA recommends a vote against. Approval of an amendment to the company's amended and restated bylaws to provide stockholders with a right to call a special meeting of stockholders. AFA recommends a vote for. As always, we encourage you to read through the material and make an educated and informed decision. Your meeting notice contains instructions on how and where to vote your shares. Flight attendants wishing to receive a 10% discount on their annual AFA CWA dues should do so before July 1st, 2013 deadline. If you'd like to take advantage of this option, go to the Your AFA section of our website and click on the dues payment link. You can also send a check made payable to AFA CWA for $518.40 and mail it to AFA CWA, P.O. Box 79797, Baltimore, Maryland, 21279-0797. And if you decide to pay your dues in advance and currently pay via payroll deduction, you will also need to do the following. Send a request to stop 2012 payroll dues deductions with a July 16th paycheck to United via certified mail. Payroll account manager, United Airlines, P.O. Box 66100, Chicago, Illinois, 60666. Send a copy of your request to Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, AFL-CIO, 1 O'Hare Center, 6250 North River Road Street, Suite 4020, that's Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. If you have any questions or need assistance, please contact the AFA International Membership Services Office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707. It's Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On June 1st, the Master Executive Councils from Continental, Continental Micronesia, and United launched our One campaign, celebrating solidarity and the successes it will bring us. domicile and bases from around the world hosted special unity get-togethers as flight attendants from Continental, Continental Micronesia, and United joined together as one in support of securing the best contract in the industry. Our negotiations experts, that's one, attended each of these local events. These dedicated flight attendants from all three subsidiaries address questions and concerns face-to-face and offer you a means to provide feedback to our JNC. Make yourself available and be sure to attend future One events. It's a great way to meet fellow flight attendants, make new friends, and get your questions and concerns answered. Contact your local council for the One event taking place in your area. Remember, this is your contract and your involvement is ownership. When we join together as One, there is nothing that cannot be accomplished. As always, you can find updates on our joint negotiations and joint One events by visiting the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. The flight attendants of Turkish Airlines continued their strike for better working conditions last Thursday and joined the Marauder or Kapulsu movement with a colorful demonstration inspired by the recent wave of protests throughout Turkey. Hundreds of flight attendants wearing Guy Fawkes masks enacted the in-flight safety demonstration at the Galatasaray Square in Istanbul. During the parody, flight attendants criticized with humor the lack of media coverage and its lack of support for their strike, shouting out, "We would like to draw your attention to the issues on the strike prior to departure. Your life vest is your companion near you. In case you need to, you can reach with your arm easily. In case of alarm, life vest will give you morale and motivation. Hold your life jacket, pull it toward you, and hug tightly." They ended their small sketch by reciting the same call to action as the Gezi Park demonstrators. "We will win by resisting." The video of their parody went viral on the web in a matter of hours. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.